Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is May 25th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Banfico and InfoCert to offer open banking, PSD2 certificates. UK-based Banfico, an open banking solutions provider, has partnered with certificate authority InfoCert to bring security solutions to its OB directory product. Klarna introduces credit opt-out. Klarna has launched the UK's first voluntary credit opt-out, an additional tool in the Klarna app to help consumers save time and money. SumUp enables JCB cards acceptance for European merchants. Global fintech SumUp has partnered with Japan-based card scheme JCB International to enable JCB cards acceptance across its European merchant network. TipMe partners with Acquired.com to facilitate QR code taxi tipping. UK-based taxi and private hire tipping payment platform TipMe has partnered payment service provider Acquired.com to facilitate QR code taxi tipping. Terabyte Gateway partners with Carer to improve lending in MENA. UAE-based Terabyte Gateway has partnered with credit analytics technology provider Carer to improve the lending experience of MENA's population. Amazon One rolls out age verification so you can buy beer with just your palm. Amazon has added age verification capabilities to its palm reading technology, enabling eligible shoppers to buy alcohol with a wave of their hand, without having to dig into their wallets for ID. CaixaBank launches app to turn phones into POS devices. Spain's CaixaBank has built an app that lets merchants take payments, view account history, generate receipts and handle refunds from their phone, all without the need for additional hardware. Instant Cash obtains retail payment services and card scheme license from Central Bank of UAE. Instant Cash, a company within the FINTX portfolio, the fintech arm of Emirates Post Group, and one of the fastest-growing money transfer brands in the region, received the Retail Payment Services and Card Scheme Regulation, RPSCS, Category 2 license from the Central Bank of the UAE, CBUAE, making it the first money transfer operator, MTO, in the UAE to obtain this license. Intellect EU becomes a WS services delivery partner for Swift connectivity. Intellect EU, an innovator in digital finance and emerging technologies, is now an Amazon Web Services, AWS, services delivery partner. SumUp to boost European acceptance for JCB cards. JCB International Company, Limited, the international operations subsidiary of JCB Company, Limited, today announced its partnership with global financial technology company SumUp to enable acceptance of JCB cards across SumUp's European merchant network. Big XYT releases trade verification tool. Big XYT, the independent provider of smart data and analytics solutions to the global trading and investment community, today announced the release of the trade verification tool, a new interactive service which returns the verification of price reversion and execution performance on any trade instantaneously. Plenitude names Mark Humphreys as chairman. Plenitude, the financial crime, risk and compliance specialists, has expanded its leadership team by appointing Mark Humphreys as its non-executive chairman. Crypto RegTech Verify VASP becomes lay validation agent. The Global Legal Entity Identifier Foundation, GLEIF, today announces that Verify VASP, a Singapore-based RegTech solution provider to virtual asset service providers, VASPs, has joined the global lay system as a validation agent. Qured wins banking license. Swedish credit scoring platform Qured is to become Europe's newest bank, having been granted a full banking license by the country's financial regulator. Gala Technology and Nuapay launch Link Pay Bank. Gala Technology has announced the launch of the instant bank payment solution Link Pay Bank, developed in partnership with EML Payments open banking business, Nuapay. MasterCard partners with Folusi to launch Click to Pay in UAE. MasterCard has launched Click to Pay in partnership with payment service provider Folusi, who has made this payment method available across its full merchant base. Japan implements stricter rules for cryptocurrency transactions. The government of Japan has decided to implement stricter rules for cryptocurrency transactions to comply with global regulations. Plastiq files for bankruptcy, agrees acquisition deal with Priority. Plastiq, a USB 2B payments firm for SMEs, has filed for bankruptcy and entered into a stalking horse agreement to have its assets acquired by unified commerce platform Priority Technology. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.